This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage. We're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG. D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Just had to repeat that again. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
Or visit our Facebook page, Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook, over 3,100 followers on there.
Hey, look at that.
We always appreciate that. Nice. Hit that like button. You'll hear this advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm joined today by my two trusted co-hosts. I have my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
We have Tom Turbrock. Welcome, Tom.
Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And you had a little announcement, didn't you?
Yeah. Had a tough week this week. I lost my godfather, Lloyd Turbrock. He had Alzheimer's, battled it for years. I want to say my aunt, Dory, is an angel. The way she took care of him, he didn't have to leave the home. It was very strong the way she handled it, and she's an angel on this earth. He was one of the greatest men I've ever met my whole life. Next to my dad, he was the greatest man I ever met. He taught us Turbrock rules, which we have going back years and years. And
was he the person in charge of the shirts that you show me?
Hundreds of years, yes. Those are Turbrock shirts.
Turbrock shirts.
We wear the same shirts. I still do. You have to be a real man to wear those shirts, is the way I'm saying. You got to be
a
real man.
Tammy couldn't wear that.
No, I couldn't pull it.
He taught the Turbrock way, which is to treat people with morals, dignity, grace, and class. You're never better than anyone else. You're there to help. Mm-hmm. We're Turbrocks, and he said, don't ever forget that. Godfather, I will not love you. Thank you for everything you ever did for me. The angel on earth is now the angel up in heaven.
That's right.
Tom, that's inspiring, man. That's you could definitely see that those traits that were so influential on you, how it's carried through to who you are now as a
man.
You have to be, you know. That's Turbrock way, and I'm proud to be a Turbrock.
Wow. Well, we're glad you're in our life.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, we are.
I love
I'll even wear an ugly shirt.
Oh, no, those aren't ugly. Oh, she's in trouble. Now we got to, put them up on
they don't match my
Facebook.
Style.
Well, yeah, you, right. But me, though, it looked great. But I think you could make it work.
I might pull it off.
I think you could make it work, absolutely.
Heels do a
but, no, he's a great man. And you know what? He's now free. So we're all good, my friend. We're all good. And how are you guys? And how are the kids and grandkids?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Very, very good, man. Things are busy. Mm-hmm. It's been one of those roller coaster weeks. We've had our daughter Ashley was in the talent show this week.
Oh, nice.
Performed extremely well. She was at had a little group of friends that did a dance routine.
Good.
It was definitely fun to watch that.
Mm-hmm, it is.
How about you, Tammy?
I had the grandson twice this week, so
that's fun.
And he is busy. Very busy.
That's what he's supposed to do, dear. Sure.
Everything.
Sure.
So. She's definitely his favorite by far.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Tammy goes by Mimi with him.
Mine too.
I know people see her and they can hardly believe she's a grandmother.
Oh, I know. It's like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Sure.
And they definitely can hardly believe I'm a grandfather.
I know.
Since I'm younger than Tammy, right?
Yeah, but I'm a
cougar. By a couple months.
Yeah. Don't bring that up, dude.
I know this is the
28 years.
It's all good. I'm okay. I embrace it. He has to listen to his elders, so that's the card I pull.
Okay.
Nice.
You know what? That's a great deal. Yes.
All right. Well, hey, let's segue from that because
let's get into
something
home
more productive.
Buying.
Yeah,
Cornerstone Mortgage.
Well, tell you what, I'm getting really excited because we have a home buying class coming up, and it's something that we've been passionate about educating people over the radio for quite a few years. And we actually have teamed up with Cooper Realty Group. And you know, Cooper Realty Group is at Keller Williams down in the Southwest office. And I actually have two representatives from Cooper Realty Group here in the studio. We have Maggie McDonald and Cassie Hyatt are both here with us. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
No, we're happy to. Maggie, you've been here before, so welcome back for second appearance. And Cassie, your first time in, so thank you for coming.
Not a problem.
So I am totally excited about co-hosting this event with you guys because it's our home buying class. It's going to be on March 12th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., and we have our website set up. Maggie, what's the website we've set up for this event?
HomeBuyingSTL.com.
I love that site. So if somebody visits HomeBuyingSTL.com, this is a great site to be able to register for the event. And you know, right now, I definitely want to take some time today to really dive into this because there's a reason why we put on this class. And the reason is that we're really passionate about educating people, for one. But then there's so much misinformation out there. And what we can cover in a short radio show is not enough to really go deep and give people the level of knowledge that they're going to need to be able to take advantage of this market. And ladies, I know you guys see a lot of people out there at open houses that aren't educated. And where do they go for information?
The internet, which is never a good source of information when buying a home.
Well, and there may be times they can get a couple good nuggets, but
you
know, who is it that's writing the information? Is it somebody in our market specifically?
It could be anyone. It could be someone in California and Alaska and United Kingdom. It could be a realtor anywhere.
When how old is the article, too, that somebody reads?
That's true, too.
Right.
So now I keep hearing you say class versus seminar, so this is a little different setup then. You guys are actually going to teach people.
Right.
That's
definitely the difference. Ladies, do you agree with this? Is that, you know, seminar, you go and you listen.
Doodle on your paper.
right.
Let me just say.
And it's going to be, seminar might be about motivation.
Yeah.
And this isn't necessarily about motivation. This is about learning. It's an environment where I think when people go, they're going to leave there with a lot more knowledge than when they came.
This is going to be more of a hands-on class experience where we're not going to say, wait until the end for all the questions. We're going to be open book and they're ready to answer any questions you have and be hands-on the whole time.
So there's no test in the end?
No test.
Okay, cool. I'm in. So then does it cost to come to this event?
It is free.
What?
That's a really good question because is it free?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had to jump through a few hoops compliance-wise because the use of the word free in advertising scares some compliance people. And, our compliance person first said, hey, try not to use the word free, okay? And actually just said, no, you can't use the word free, even though – and as I looked up all the guidelines on that, I'm like, listen, they don't like you to use the word free because if there's something attached to it that you get this for free but then we're going to require you to buy this, then – That's not allowed. But there is no catch to this. It literally is free that people can come to this free home buying class. Right. They walk away with the information and nothing is expected of them.
Right. And there's no obligation at the end. We're just there to help. We want to help educate people.
Right.
So Cassie, you represent buyers. I mean,
that's your primary job. That's what I do.
Right. So you help these people that have never owned a home before, and you and I have done many joint transactions together, and we've taken people that never would have bought if we didn't hold their hand and educate them through the process. And there's one client in particular, Derek, that I don't want to say his last name,
but
do you agree with that? That he never would have bought if he didn't have the conjunction of really good representatives.
Absolutely. On both the buying side and the lending side, absolutely, through the whole process. And that's what we do.
Well, and what are some of the common reasons why you see that people don't necessarily want to buy or maybe don't think they can?
I think people get scared, especially when they're in a renting situation and they have a certain set payment. I think that scares them off. They don't realize everything involved. I actually just don't think people understand the whole process of home buying when it's the first time. There's a lot involved. I mean, the pre-approval, the looking for the home.
It's a little overwhelming.
It's a little overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think the people... the first thing to do is just start to take one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And who can you look to that's a trusted source for information? And, people listening right now, you may already own a home. applicant, and you're thinking to yourself, well, a free home buying class doesn't really apply to me. But here's where it may apply to you, is you might have a kid that's about that age. Okay, you might have a neighbor. You might know somebody that is at an age where they really need to learn about buying a house, because frequently parents don't teach their kids enough about this topic.
Right. Well, and quite honestly, you may have bought your home back in the 60s or 70s, and it's been that long since you've bought
right.
another
right.
home.
Things,
you know, things have changed big time.
It doesn't mean you have to be young to come to the class, right? It's all ages. I think we talked about different types of buyers that may benefit from coming to the class. People who are living with parents, people who are renting, mm-hmm. people who just recently got married, and then we talked about the comeback buyers. We call them the comeback buyers.
Right, because how many people had a foreclosure, they had a short sale, they had a bankruptcy, and in their head, they've checked out because they think they're not going to qualify for a long period of time.
Right.
And they may not know what guidelines have changed recently that are going to make it easier to qualify. And we're going to debunk so many of those myths at this free home buying class. It's March 12th, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and we're going to have it at our Cornerstone Mortgage office in the Valley, because it's a really easy location to get to. It's at Boone's Crossing on Highway 40. But the best way to find out information on it is actually to visit homebuyingstl.com. So to register for the seminar, homebuyingstl.com, March 12th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. So ladies, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions, because I want to talk about when it comes to buying a home. Okay, there is so much misinformation, and we're going to go through the different reasons why people don't buy, and how we're going to let them start to move forward. Because whether it's 5 months or 5 years doesn't matter to us. What's important is that they have a plan, and by coming to this class, they're going to have a plan. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle, and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.